Second and 9 coming up for the Lakers as they lead by 1 point, 14-13, 2:14 left. Wisner out of the pistol, gets the snap and carries it himself. He's out to the 47-yard line, good enough for 2 yards. Sets up a third down, 7 yards to go, and we have a third timeout called by Cass City with 2:07 left in regulation. Good timeout management by head coach Scott Cuthrell of Cass City.
Well, he's doing everything he can do with him. Nick Perry there comes flying from the defensive backfield and lays a big hit on Brennan Wisner for a no-gain situation. Now it's third and about 8, maybe 9 to go. 2 minutes. You know the Lakers are going to keep the ball on the ground. They're going to run their 30 seconds off the clock. They're going to punt it away. So Cass City's goal is to get the ball back with just over a minute to go and put it in the arms of their senior big quarterback, Mason Erla, and see if he can't sling it down the field in a no-huddle offense and give Cass City a shot at a long touchdown or maybe even a field goal attempt, Clark.
We'll see. That would be a game changer. 2:07 remains in this ballgame. Cass City clearly looking for a third down stop to get the ball back and march down the field. Lakers with the first down would be facing a Cass City defense with no timeouts in their caliber. You can hear in the distance the classic Lakers Friday night train going by. Trips to the left just outside the line of scrimmage, and we have a whistle on the snap. And this is a false start against Lakers. 5-yard penalty will push them back from the 47 back to the 42-yard line. It'll be third and 12 to go.
He's really sort of smoothed out his false start move. It's a little more consistent now from start to end. I don't know if you noticed that, Clark.
2:05 left in regulation. Third and 12 for the Lakers.
Lakers
three
lead.
Wide to the right.
Lakers lead 14-13 with the football.
Wisner in the pistol. And it's a keeper for himself. And there's nothing going there. He's... Forward progress has him stopped at the original line of scrimmage at the 42-yard line. Number
25.
Nick Perry and Shade Personowski with a big stop sets up a fourth down, 12 yards to go for Lakers with a minute 45 left, and the clock continues to wind down. Lakers more than likely have to punt this one away and try and pinning Cass City as far back as possible.
Personowski and Warford were the two that make the stop there on Wisner. Fourth down coming up. There's going to be just over a minute to go. They're going to have to punt this football away. Cass City is going to get one more shot at this, but they're going to have to go the length of the field. You know, Keegan Valentine is a pretty reliable kicker. You know he's going to kick her down as far as he can.
And we have a timeout called by Lakers as they try to get that clock down as far as possible. With a minute 14 left in regulation, Lakers are going to be facing a fourth and 12, leading 14-13 over Cass City.
Yeah, and again, they run the play clock down, the game clock down as far as they possibly can, call timeout. And Coach Grabowskis, I like it. He's got timeouts. You can't take him home with you. He calls timeout, and he's going to tell all his kids. He's going to make sure everyone knows the situation. He's going to get this punt directed. He's probably going to kick it away from somebody. I don't think you're going to see Cass City with the opportunity to get any sort of speed and some sort of special teams play to beat Lakers in this game. It's going to be an angled kick as deep as they can get it, kick it out of bounds, and they're going to force Mason Earl and company to throw it down their throats the length of the field and beat them in just about a minute's time.
7 minutes ago in real time, Bad X's Tommy Morneau ran it in for 6 points. 2-point conversion is no good. USA still leading by 24, 44-20 with 10:48 left in the fourth quarter. So USA will send Bad Axe more than likely to a 1-3 start in the season. Fourth and 12, deep for Cass City at the 20-yard line is Sawyer Cuthrell. As Keegan Valentine boots his kick away for the punt, he brings it into 22, but he muffed it. Picks it up, trying to go, can't decide what field to go to. He's at the left hash to the 30-yard line and drags his defenders out to the 34-yard line with 1:01 remaining. In regulation, brought down by James Stork. So a nice recovery from Sawyer Cuthrell with 1:01 remaining in regulation. Cass City with the ball And they're about, oh, let's say 66 yards away from a score.
I'm not sure why you kick it down the middle of the field and let one of their better players return the ball, but that's last week's game. Sawyer Cothrell had a fumble in the red zone. Tonight, he muffs the kick, but he does an excellent job recovering it and getting something out of nothing on that kick return.
Adam Grabowskis calls a timeout for Lakers. 101 remaining, Lakers 14, Cass City 13.
More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 and Sebring still has a great selection of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs in stock thanks to a busy summer trade-in season.
Hi, this is Derek Holland from More Shoreline and Sebring. I have a beautiful 2011 Buick Enclave. This vehicle comes with leather, heated seats, dual climate control, rear entertainment, and a power liftgate. This beautiful SUV could be yours for $18,980. So come see me, Derek Holland, and let's make a deal.
Whether you're ready for new or newer, head for the shore. More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 in Sebring.
Cass City, with 101 remaining regulation, facing a first and 10 from their own 34-yard line. Erla runs to his right and is looking for room, and he is caught inbounds at the 37-yard line for a second and 3, brought down by Keegan Valentine, just shy of that far sideline.
You guessed
Cass City's got to hustle.
Keegan Valentine gets his 8th tackle of the game, and that was 3 receivers on a streak, and Erla was going to try and run around the corner behind them.
Erla,
nobody fooled.
Erla in shotgun, sends 3 receivers wide to the left, and he throws it behind number 11, Brad Hacker. Incomplete pass, but lucky for them, it stops the clock with 33 seconds left, trailing Lakers 14-13. 3rd and 7 from the 37-yard line of their own territory, right to left across your radio. Hang on to your dials, folks. This one's going to come down right to the end. Lakers, somewhat of a prevent D. 3 wide to the right this time, working off the right hash. Erla sends this one down the field. It is tipped by number 44 of Lakers, Bailey Krzyzewski, the junior, gets a handle on that and does not allow that to be a complete pass. Now Cass City facing with a 4th down, 7 yards to go. Laker fan base on their feet.
Wow, and can't underestimate the play that Bailey Krzyzewski just played. The Cass City receiver gets across the first down marker, sits down, and Krzyzewski knocks it down, forcing 4th down. This is it for the Redhawks.
As a screen pass to the left, and it's through the hands. It is through the hands of Sawyer Cothrell, and that will do it. Turnover of downs gives the ball back to Lakers, and Lakers will hang on 14-13 with 24 seconds left in regulation, 1 kneel away from securing a week 4 victory.
This is a big time win for this young Lakers team. Clearly the underdogs in this game. Cass City had things rolling 3-0. A very senior heavy team with a lot of athletes come in, and they shut the door on this Cass City offense. Lakers played excellent defense all game, got a couple big plays on offense. They're going to win this game, and now their favorite formation, Clark, the victory formation.
Victory formation is out. Wisner takes the kneel, and that is going to do it. Lakers 14, Cass City 13, as the Lakers' first half lead is all they need as they hang on with the slimmest margin possible, 14-13 over the Cass City Redhawks to move to first place in the Greater Thumb West, 1-0 in divisional play. And 3-1 on the season.
I mean, what a football game. Lakers wins the first half. Cass City wins the second half. But a missed extra point was enough to tell the difference in this game. Lakers wins at home 14-13. A big win for Lakers.
You're listening to the WLEW Sports Network. When we return, we'll have your postgame show live from Pidgeon, Michigan, as Lakers defeats Cass City 14-13 on the WLEW Sports Network.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center and Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's Hunting Center has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, and 10 Point, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. See Mike Brown for archery sales and service. Randy's Hunting Center has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock. Randy's can drill and tap your slug gun, mount and bore sight scopes, and even custom sight in service is available. Stay warm and dry in handmade cedar blinds and pop-up blinds in all sizes. Find Moultrie game feeders, trail cameras by Moultrie, Cuddyback, and more. The largest selection of tree stands, binoculars,